gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Brick House, counting down the very worst of your NBA teams to the best. We've gone through quite a few now here. We're at number 23. Is that the eighth worst?
The eighth worst.
I'm your host, Bob Johnson, with my co-host, Matt Baker here, veteran podcaster.
Sure am.
Helping me break down the Orlando Magic's 2015-2016 season today. That is a city that no one ever thought needed nor deserved a sports franchise. But here they are. I think of the Orlando Magic, I think of the Mighty Ducks, not because I think of them magically turning around their team, not this season or anytime soon, really. But I think of the Mighty Ducks because of their new coach, Scott Skiles. I think of him kind of as the Emilio Estevez to this team of young ragtag roustabouts. Famously, Emilio says, you know, when he's first meets the players that he's forced to coach, that he hates hockey and he doesn't like kids.
Yeah.
I imagine Scott Skiles has something similar that some similar sentiment he's going to be sharing with the Orlando Magic players at training camp this year. He hates basketball and he can't stand rookies.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of them and they play basketball.
Two things he hates, he's got.
Scott Skiles, man, he's one of my favorite players. He was actually on the inaugural Orlando Magic team in 1989.
NBA Jam superstar.
He probably had the same hairline then as a 22-year-old player.
I don't think his look has changed in decades.
Yeah, I saw him at Summer League one time. It was probably, you know, I saw probably 15 former NBA players, including, you know, Chris Webber and saw Blake Griffin and Brandon Jennings. I saw Scott Skiles in the stands as the most excited of any sighting that I had.
That's pretty great.
The whole week there.
Previously on the Orlando Magic.
Well, they got a new manager. He's done a great job blowing up the team that Dwight Howard defection destroyed. He did have a team of super friends by the end there of Dwight Howard's tenure in Orlando. A bunch of overpaid, not so great guys.
Well, they did have Ryan Anderson at one point.
They had Ryan Anderson at one point. They had J.J. Redick, too, of the Clippers, who I really like. Besides that, they got a lot of guys who are out of the league. Gilbert Arenas is gone, Rashard Lewis. And though Turkoglu was wearing a jersey last year, he's checked out a couple of years ago.
I went to a Clippers game, and I someone checked in the game, and I looked like, oh, that's Turkoglu. Oh, okay. I see where we're at. Yeah.
I thought he retired 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only guys who are still really around are Anderson, Redick, and Jameer Nelson, probably going to be, you know, Moutier's tutor in Denver this season. But since then, they've drafted pretty well. They made interesting draft picks. Not a lot of shooters, but a lot of talented players. This offseason, they just gave a bunch of money to Tobias Harris. And the offseason before that, they gave an inexplicable amount of money to Channing Frye and Ben Gordon. Even more inexplicable. Well, he's at the top of the biggest pyramid scheme the world's ever seen.
I'll be honest that I'm not aware of what you're about to talk about.
Well, I'm about to talk about the owner of the Orlando Magic, Richard DeVos. He's the co-founder of Amway.
Mm-hmm.
Amway, even if you don't think you know it, you do. They are what's called a multi-level marketing company.
I've heard Amway.
Oh, you know
I don't
Amway.
Know what's going
you know
on.
They've been accused many times. They've spent hundreds of millions of legal fees trying to prove that they're not a pyramid scheme. That they're one of those companies that just does everything from beauty products to jewelry, even insurance, where they don't spend all their money on becoming a reputable brand that they market on television and so on. They get you to sell their crappy, overpriced products to all your friends and family.
Now, they sell dietary supplements and
Nutrilite, right?
Yeah, Nutrilite. Anytime I see a place that sells dietary supplements, I kind of am wary of them because I know that's always a...
It's like selling wristbands that make you more balanced.
Right. Well, yeah, but with dietary supplements, a lot of times these... I know like Herbalife comes under attack because they basically sell products to the workers to have them sell off to other people. Like, it's a very
exactly what Amway.
Yeah, it's a very, very weird non-pyramid scheme, pyramid schemey. You're always kind of floating around in dangerous waters.
He founded this company in 1959.
Wow.
So, you know, he's probably the role model for a lot of con artists and hucksters out there.
But he's just doing it better than them.
He's doing it the best. Not only is he the co-founder of the biggest pyramid scheme, but he also is trying to prevent gay people from having any new rights and, in fact, spends a lot of his own personal money trying to roll back some of the laws that have already been passed.
What he should do is he should say to gay people, you can have rights, but you have to buy them from me. And then you can spread those rights to
sell
other
to
people.
Your friends.
Yeah, and then you can sell them to your friends.
When Donald Sterling was run out of the league, this guy was quickly the new target for, you know, a guy who could say something so offensive that you would get kicked out of the league. And for sure, if the league were 80% gay, just like it's 80% black when Donald Sterling was caught saying the bad things about black people, if the league were 80% gay, this guy would be totally gone. And since the league's only 50% gay, we got a couple years to go.
That's great. I didn't expect that one. That's hilarious.
The Amway Arena in Orlando was built with 88% public funds, by the way.
Oh, sweet. So he built it and then named it after his own company with public funding.
With public funding. This is Richard DeVos.
And now, the starting lineup for your Orlando Magic!
The starting guards, I really like. Probably the best hair in the league goes to Elfrid Payton.
Right, Elfrid Payton.
Iman Shumpert's up there in my estimation, yeah. but Payton's the best. Victor Oladipo, Charlie Conway, Tobias Harris, the new $100 million man.
Ugh.
Aaron Gordon at power forward. I've actually been following him. He was in high school in San Jose when I was there briefly, his junior year, and he was a sensation then.
Yeah.
I think we still haven't even begun to see what he is capable of. I think he was the youngest guy in the draft last year.
Right.
And a good guy to follow on Twitter, pretty funny on Twitter. And Nikola Vukovic is a solid starting center in
solid
the NBA.
Solid double-double guy who can shoot outside.
Some of the pickups.
I don't mean outside. I mean like long twos.
8-footers.
Yeah.
They drafted a player I'm really excited to see, Mario Hezonja. He's one of the most brash guys coming out of the draft in a while, you know, saying that he's absolutely considered himself the best player in the draft. He was being considered as high as number 3 or number 4. He's got a lot of spirit, and I'm really curious to see if Scott Skiles nurtures that spirit or crushes it. And it seems like the lineup and the players he's given are all so young and inexperienced that he would have, you know, what's the harm of playing a rookie? I mean, these guys are all in their early 20s.
That's the motto, play the rookies. Between Oladipo, Hezonja, and Fournier.
From Denver.
I think that that's a solid group of shooting guards. And with Gordon and Andrew Nicholson, and it's a solid young power forward group.
Record prediction.
They won 25 games last year.
Right. 25 and 57 last year. I got them 5 more wins this year.
Wow.
30 and 52. I think Skiles will help a lot. Aaron Gordon missed a lot of time last year. The addition of a shooter can't hurt them at all. It's got to open up the offense a little more. For Oladipo, who's getting better every year, I really like him as a slasher, Westbrook-esque competitor. Tobias Harris, now we get to see what he looks like with a giant contract. But I think they're going to be better.
I'll say 29 wins.
29, okay.
Yeah, sure. Give them some wins just on funk alone.
Yeah.
Go out there, got a little, get some young guy swag to them. Maybe chip off a few more wins.
What the fuck has anything got to do with LeBron James?
In the news, not only for how much his tweets are worth, but because he has the same agent as Tristan Thompson,
mm-hmm.
who is still in contract negotiations with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Which is crazy. I thought this was settled.
Yeah, there's pretty much no NBA news. Everyone's on vacation except for LeBron and Tristan Thompson's agent, who is trying to get a 5-year, $94 million contract.
Yeah.
The
can the Cavs even do that? Are they even in a position
well,
to do that?
Well, when you're a maxed out team, you can still re-sign all your players.
Yeah, you can. And it comes at a heavy cost, too.
Comes at a huge cost. But, you know, the salary cap is going up. And, you know, one of the things strategically is that you re-sign your players because you can't replace them when you're a maxed out team, right? But if you re-sign them, you can always trade them. So I'm kind of wondering if the $94 million ask, because as we know, in this offseason, the NBA has just blown the roof off of contracts. Contract offers are nothing what they were just last year.
Right.
Reggie Jackson just got an $80 million contract. Draymond Green, who's in a similar position as Tristan Thompson, $85 million contract.
Right.
But 94 ask for Thompson, it almost is trying to ensure that even in this crazy, disproportionate, out-of-control NBA, that would be an untradeable contract.
Oh, yeah.
And short of Tristan Thompson becoming better than Draymond Green,
yeah,
that would be an untradeable contract. It makes me think that the Kevin Love signing, because their agent is pushing so hard for this, that the Kevin Love signing was, like I say, a strategical sort of signing where if he plays to his full potential and meshes with the team, and it's like a Uncle Drew commercial with him out there, fine. They'll keep him. They'll pay a $100 million luxury tax. But more than likely, he's not going to mesh. Tristan Thompson is going to be the better fit, especially if LeBron continues to be coach and GM of the team.
If someone really thought he was worth $20 million a year or close to it, he would have gotten an offer by now.
The contract that they're asking for is bigger than the contract LeBron James signed in Miami.
Yeah, right.
It's by a couple million a year.
So he's getting close to the, I'll just have to sign for the $3 million Greg Monroe, try again.
Right. It's bigger than the contract he signed in Miami, and this is his fourth year in the league.
Yeah.
And he's Tristan Thompson.
Right.
He just switched hands for which hand he's going to shoot free throws with. You know? Just like last year.
Right.
You know? Before LeBron got there, they lost like 28 games in a row.
Yeah.
And got the number one pick in the draft. Until the finals, he wasn't even considered a $12 million a year player.
Right. But, well, he turned down last year. What did he turn down, like $15 million a year?
Yeah, I think it was closer in the neighborhood to 12, but you may be right, too.
Either way, 13, 4 years, 52, something like that.
He's totally got an overinflated idea of himself.
Yeah.
But it all goes back to it's LeBron's agent.
Yeah.
So he's got all the cards.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
We have been just peeling back layers of the onion.
Yeah, oh man. It's scary what you find, huh? Goodness gracious.
We're talking about an underdog. We were talking about the Mighty Ducks earlier. I wanted to know two of your favorite underdogs. One all-time favorite fictional underdog and mm-hmm. then all-time favorite sports underdog, real life.
Wow. Wow, that's a really good question, which I definitely have an answer to. Fictional underdog. And I don't know if this is a cop-out or anything, but I realize the closest nowadays I get to crying actual tears is sports, the team does it. Like, the team has the big sports moment in okay. movies. Like, I just am a sucker for...
Not documentaries, but...
No, made-up movies. And I just like...
Like the Freaky Friday Kevin Durant movie? What was that called? Thunderstruck?
Thunderstruck.
Did you watch that? Yeah,
sure. I never watched it. You watched it.
I watched it.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. I mean, there's a lot of classic ones.
Yeah.
The Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Classic basketball underdog. Right. Glory Road. That was the first black team.
Yeah.
Or black starting five.
Right.
Coached. And pretty much all sports movies, they are under Air Bud.
Yeah.
Billy Hoyle. White Men Can't Jump.
Remember the Titans? Were they underdogs? I love that movie.
Sure.
Yeah, trying to put a ragtag group of whites and blacks together and making
I think
them...
it was the first time they were co-mingling in that town anyways.
Co-mingling, yeah. I like that. That would have been a good answer for one of my favorite movies. I really enjoy Remember the Titans.
That is a great sports movie.
And, yeah, that's a good underdog story. In real life, last year, what the Royals did in baseball...
Kansas City Royals
okay. went to the World Series.
Yeah.
And, every game was full of drama. And just to see a team... that had been so bad for 80 years. I mean, not 80, but 20 years. They finally, not only did they make it to the playoffs, they made it to Game 7 of the World Series. And it was all fascinating to watch because they were just a bunch of kids just going out there and playing baseball with a few 30-year-olds.
They're playing pretty well this year.
They're playing great now to the point where they're not underdogs anymore.
Right. Sure.
So that, as far as sports, and that's pretty recent, but as someone who likes baseball, that was just fascinating to watch because you never think that the Royals will make the playoffs, let alone do some damage. I thought that was just a great time all around.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Well, what are we going to find next week? You're going to find an owner who is a competitive jet skier. Who guaranteed a championship in 5 years, or he would punish himself and get married.
This is the thing.
This is the thing. And spoiler, he didn't win in 5 years. He's getting married, and he got really rich, even more rich in the process.
He's getting married to a lucky lady because of love.
We'll find out which team he owns on the next episode of Brick House.